Sharper Point Commentary, presented by Schwartz Laser Eye Center.
It's over.
That's what it sounded like on CBS Sports on Saturday as a huge crowd of more than 70,000 inside State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona watched the UConn Huskies beat Alabama to join the Purdue Boilermakers in the NCAA Men's Championship game tonight after Purdue beat North Carolina earlier. As we sweep up the debris left behind after the men's NCAA Championship game tonight, I think our city, county, and our state's leaders need to ask, what kind of face did the Valley put forward for the Final Four? I'd say a pretty good one, with one exception that, in full disclosure, is based on a personal experience. We treated all those college basketball fans to what we do best here, Arizona hospitality. We're more than a little experienced with hosting tourists, and hosting these major sporting events is becoming old hat with all the Super Bowls, spring training, and Phoenix Opens we've handled here in the Valley, and it's paying off. Research analyst Cameron Brunner with the Common Sense Institute, which just released their March Madness report, says that events like the Final Four are a big boost to our economy.
We estimate that it will generate about $250 million in direct spending from event attendees.
She says the sports and tourism sector is up more than 8% from last year's Super Bowl and has room to grow. But if we want to see it continue to grow and have people want to come back and spend their bucks in the Valley, I have a suggestion. Don't tell the visitors to ride the light rail. My two daughters participated in the Big Dribble event yesterday, where something like 3,000 kids dribbled a basketball from Heritage Square to the Convention Center, where they got free admission to the Final Four Fan Fest, which was super fun. But what wasn't fun was getting there. In order to avoid spending $40 on parking, one of the folks in the Final Four volunteer office suggested that we ride the light rail downtown. So my wife, my two daughters, and I parked just off of Central Avenue in Uptown Phoenix and boarded the train. After a couple of stops, the super friendly transit security officer left our car or got off the train altogether, I'm not sure. And that's when an obviously inebriated young man started hassling everybody on the train looking for something to drink. An older woman who was obviously sick of his act yelled the N-word at him as she exited the train, which really set him off. Thanks, lady. This jerk didn't relent until he disembarked. Unfortunately, at the same stop as my now scared out of their wits daughters, tears streaming down their faces. We walked the opposite way, headed toward the Final Four fun. But I know this is a situation that's going to stick with them for a long time. By the way, if he would have touched anybody on that train, I would have taken this guy out. No problem at all. He was skinny. He was drunk. It wouldn't have been a problem. But he just was yelling and screaming curse words at everybody. And it would turn out to be my family's first and last light rail ride ever. I'd heard the stories about riding the massively more expensive than a city bus light rail, but I never would have thought that at 8 a.m. on a Sunday morning, unsavory individuals would be on board. We need more security on the light rail, or we should just tear up the tracks and let city buses go down that way. Honestly, it costs a lot less. And, if we're going to put more security guards on and keep the light rail in place, let's not just do it when we have fans in town. Let's do it for the families and the people, the other people I watched on that light rail yesterday who had no choice but to ride it because they were headed to work and have to put up with idiots like that all the time.